Yo guys, have you ever thought about starting your own podcast? When I was trying to get this podcast off the ground, I had a lot of questions. How do I record an episode? How do I get my show on all the apps people like to listen to? How do I make money from my podcast? The answer to every one of these questions is really simple. Anchor. Anchor is a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing your podcast. Best of all, it's 100% free and ridiculously easy to use. And now Anchor can match you with great sponsors who want to advertise on your podcast. That means you can get paid a podcast right away. In fact, that's what I'm doing right now by reading this ad. When I started this podcast, I reviewed a ton of sites that offer this services. And simply, it was just too complicated. So, if you've always wanted to start a podcast, make money doing it, go to anchor.fm/start to join me in the diverse community of podcasters already using Anchor. That's anchor.fm/start. I can't wait to hear your podcast.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's George with Strengthened Realty Podcast, coming back at you today with some more knowledge. So, what I'd like to ask for you is a little housekeeping. If you enjoy what I'm doing, enjoy what I'm talking about, please drop a comment, leave a review where you're watching it. I really appreciate it. Every single person listening and watching, you mean the world to me. Thank you so much and enjoy the show.
All right, guys, welcome to the podcast, Strengthen Realty, and I have a special guest here, Rebecca.
Hi, everyone.
She is with Woof and Watts. This is her nonprofit organization, so I want to welcome her. Thank you for listening. If you're watching this, drop a like. If you're listening, drop comments if you'd like to know more. This is what we're here. So, Rebecca, what is Woof and Watts?
So basically, as a nonprofit organization, we're aiming to raise money for animal shelters across Houston.
Yeah.
We sell t-shirts, mainly fitness related. Might go rogue a little bit here and there, but mostly fitness related and related to animals as well.
Yep.
So any of those proceeds that we get from merchandise sales, we'll directly donate those to local animal shelters.
Awesome, awesome.
Yeah.
So we want to take care of the animals. I know you're a dog lover.
Yes.
The Woof. So, but this goes to animal shelters.
Yeah. So the first animal shelter that I've been volunteering with is Hope.
Okay.
They're here in Houston. They do awesome. A lot of adoptions at the Petco here in Westland and at Sugarland. So they do it every Saturday except the fifth Saturday of the month. So you can definitely go check them out.
Okay.
Lots of animals on site and they do a really good job.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Very good. Very good. So a little background. What made you decide to make a nonprofit? Because, you know, I'm a dog lover myself.
Yeah.
I don't have a nonprofit. More power to you. I actually think it's admirable. What made you actually want to make an organization of it?
So anyone that knows our family knows we're the crazy dog family, right? So we pick up strays, we rescue dogs from shelters, the elderly and everything. So I've been wanting to, we've been involved with animals for a long time.
And yeah.
I've been wanting to start something that would help them.
Awesome.
At last April, my first dog, JJ, was diagnosed with cancer.
Oh, yes.
So it was a kind of a gut-wrenching feeling. And I guess I started this just hoping I could help other animals like this. JJ was a rescue off the street. All of my dogs were rescued off the street.
Yeah.
So I wanted to do something kind of in his little legacy that would help other animals in the future.
So JJ was kind of the inspiration to make you take the next step. Awesome.
Yeah.
So I got some pictures that I've taken that I haven't shared with you.
Oh, really?
Of Kaiser at the gym.
Gym?
Yeah, holding JJ.
Oh, okay.
So I'll splice it in here in the middle.
That's awesome.
Right there. So.
Yeah, JJ was my first dog. I went to college with him. He was.
Yeah,
I've had him since I was 19. So getting the news of him having cancer really hit us hard. And I mean, I think this will be a good way to bring in my love for CrossFit and the fitness and as well as Kaiser's, because we met there.
Yeah.
And then my love for animals as well.
Yeah.
So.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm excited to see where it's gonna go in the future. And I mean, I've always wanted to start something like this, but you know, you always have that fear of failure.
Yeah.
But what if it doesn't work? What if people don't like it? What if all these things, right? But in the end, I think just whatever we found out about JJ, I decided it was just
That's good.
Time to go for it.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, whatever's going to happen is going to happen.
Right.
I think it's very good that you started this. Yeah. So, all right, about a shirt. Where can we get these shirts?
Yeah. So, we have a website called www.wolfsandwads.com.
Okay.
You can follow us on Instagram as well at The Wolfs and Wads, and then also on Facebook.
Okay. Yep. Facebook, same thing.
Yep.
I'll link it in the description. All right. So, now that we know where it started from, what you're about, what are the future plans that you have planned? What's on the calendar?
So we are first going to start off obviously with our website sales, see how they go, market it to our friends and family.
Cool.
And then in the future, we are going to look to get out to different CrossFit events, become vendors, so we can kind of get our name out there a little bit more.
Nice.
Right now, we're just really basing it off of Instagram and family and friends that we know in the community.
Yeah.
So our future is that we're going to get out into the CrossFit community at events, at competition, at charity events, anything. Yeah. So that's our plan.
Awesome. So yeah, sounds like you just want to, you know, kind of bring back the joy you got from rescuing, give you guys an opportunity to have that same experience.
Yeah.
You know, I've adopted, I think, our current dog we adopted at one of the Petco places.
Yeah.
And the last one, that was through a friend. But I think it's a good opportunity for people, you know, because they're neutered, right?
Yeah.
They're usually neutered and spayed.
They're neutered. They get all their shots, so they're up to date on everything. If they're puppy, they get puppy shots.
Yeah.
So most organizations do all the basics for you, so it's kind of it's easier once you adopt.
Yeah.
And it's all included in the fees as well, so.
And it's not that much.
No,
I think the
adoption
fee was like maybe $50 or something like that.
I mean, the thing is they want to find a good animal for the home. It's a forever home for them.
Yeah.
That's the whole goal, right?
Yeah.
So help where you can.
Yeah, I mean, it's man, best friend. It's I think that's a pretty good title.
Yeah.
You know, you have multiple friends here.
All of our little friends.
Yeah, they all have their personalities and, you know, they do become kind of like, you know, your children.
Yeah.
I have children myself, so I can say that. But yeah, you know, I've lost a dog before, and it's very sad.
It is very sad. It took a little while when we found out about JJ, but
yeah,
I'm just trying to do what I can to help other animals and kind of just bring everything together that we love.
Yeah.
So.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Cool. Anything you want to plug? I think we're going to wrap it up. I think it's pretty short and sweet, that way people know kind of what you're doing.
I appreciate you coming out to do this and helping us marketing this for a good cause. And
oh yeah, of course.
Anyone is interested in buying a t-shirt, wolfsandwads.com.
Yes.
And if you have any t-shirt ideas or things that you like to see in the future, definitely drop us a line too and we can make that happen.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
I'd like to see that happen. People submit some, maybe some designs or maybe just like a cool saying with dogs.
Yeah.
And then, you know, make that come to reality.
Yeah, and CrossFit's got such a big community of like box dogs and things like
that
too. So, I mean, kind of goes hand in hand.
Yeah, I think it'd be cool. Someone shout out, maybe post some of their dog pictures.
Yeah.
You know, hashtag Wolf and Watts.
Yep.
So, sounds good.
Sounds good.
Awesome. So we'll wrap it up here. Again, I want to thank Rebecca for joining me for this episode. It's going to be on Anchor. I'll link my channel. It'll be on YouTube as well. I'll link it in case you can't listen, but you want to watch it. That way you know who the faces are behind the voice. And so I think we'll wrap it up here.
Awesome. Thanks so much, George.
All right.
Bye, everyone.